Dyer's Daily. I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here, 2020, Series 20. And, what do I normally say here? Episode 7, which aired on the 21st of November 2020. And here is my reaction to it. And the reason I'm a little bit kind of nervous about talking about this episode is because it wasn't really a continuation, was it? For, I believe, the first time in I'm a Celebrity's history, they decided to do a recap episode in the middle of a series. Now this, for those who didn't see it, this was an episode that basically recapped the first 5-6 days, including little nuggets of the trial and other events that people might remember. But you see, I think where they were being very clever here was they advertised it as a recap with exclusive bits in it. So you saw behind-the-scenes stuff that perhaps you hadn't seen during the week, because this week's been extremely weird, hasn't it? It's been a very strange situation because of that time difference between Australia and the UK. Normally, I think they'd have more material than they've had, and there's been all sorts of mix-up and changes. I found that during the week, it's been very, here's the trial, here's the challenge, here's a little bit of camp action, and the programme is over. Whereas I felt like today, and in this episode, we saw little bits of the trial, but most of it was about unseen camp bits that we hadn't seen before. And the thing is, normally, in previous years, they've had a spin-off show, and they have one this year, but I don't think it's as long as normal, and I'm not sure if they have quite the amount of unseen footage. So actually, they were just making the most of what they had, because it's a 1 hour show, sometimes an hour and a half, and you're always at the editor's discretion, as in you don't see everything. And I liked the fact that we got to see some bits, and I know there were some that argued that some of the bits we were seeing were actually better than the main show. But is this a good idea to do this on a regular basis once a week? Possibly, because remember, as I've pointed out, they're not in Australia anymore, they're in Wales, so the rules might be slightly different for work. They might have decided to go a different way this year, a little bit more Love Island, but they won't change it, but maybe they should. I don't know. Maybe they should bring back the ITV2 show the way that it was, although from what I've seen, Vic Hope's doing a great job in the Daily Drop, I think it is called. It's been a really weird year for I'm a Celebrity, and there were going to be changes for whatever reason, and I'm sure that we will find out later on exactly what those reasons are. But let me ask you, what did you think of tonight's recap episode? Did you find it boring, or were you waiting, like myself and my family, for the unseen bits, the exclusive bits, the very funny bits and pieces? Shane getting Ruthie to try and find the light, to turn off the lights in the castle. Very, very funny. Probably wouldn't have made it into the main show, and actually brought a lot more context to stuff that we've already seen in the main show. So, yeah, what did you think? Do let me know, and I will look forward to, hopefully, fingers crossed, seeing a proper episode of I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here tomorrow at the regular time.
Dyer's Daily.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Dyer's Daily with me, Jamie Dyer. Please remember to rate, comment, and subscribe on your favourite podcast provider. Also, check out me on social media. You can tweet at JamieDyer89 on Twitter, or facebook.com/JamieDyer89, and like my page on there. Also, check me out on YouTube. Just type in Dyer's Daily and you'll find me. Bye-bye for now.